could make just a furrow to drop corn in or something like that. Then you could put a plow on there and the single stalk. They just had one that turned the land just one way, you see. Like this was the cotton row, and you wanted to go around it to throw the dirt to it. Well, you turn this side and throw the dirt to it, or you could go on this side and throw it away. And when the cotton got so bad that they would take this single stalk and they turn this, like this was the, went this way.
Oh, yeah.
Then you left just this little ridge and it wasn't so much to hoe out, don't you see?
Yeah.
Then they could go back and turn this other around and then roast it back up to it.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now that's a single stalk. And then there's a breaking plow, which is a brake land in the spring.
Uh-huh.
It's this great big old thing that just turns one way. You just go round and round. And they call it, when you start the plow, you lay off the land. We call it the land. Lay off a land. A land of anything that you take in and so forth once, and you go round and around and you got that land plow. And then you lay off another land.
Mm-hmm.
With that.
Oh.
Now that's breaking the land to get ready to plant in the spring. Now that was back when slow.
Uh-huh.
Now they can pick a tractor or something and break that much land in 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
It can take all the days to get that.
Well, now, after you had plowed, now if you wanted to, then would you break the land up again to make it even finer?
Well, most of them would take harrows.
Oh, that's what they use.
Harrows and go over it and make it smooth. You see.
Uh-huh.
Then they'd take the first one.
Uh-huh.
Turn it single stalk,
uh-huh.
And lay off your rows.
Uh-huh. I see. They do it after that. Yeah. What about? Did you ever hear of anything called a go devil?
Oh yes.
What was a go devil?
Well, it's just kind of like a turning plow.
It's
just a little more modern than
uh-huh.
old fashioned.
Uh-huh. I wonder about that, Maya.
Oh, we had maybe still some old plows down in the shop. We used to sell plows.
Oh
yes. We'd sell stalks and handles and plows, and we've got several plows hanging up out there yet.
Well, did you ever know when they would be like sawing wood? Did they ever put it like on a wood rack
mm-hmm.
to saw it?
Jack. That's called a jack.
Oh, is that what
mm-hmm.
that'd be called?
Mm-hmm. You put stick
it. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's what I wanted.
Uh-huh.
Something to be shaped like
that's
that.
Called
and they
jack.
Call it a jack.
Jack.
Well, I never knew that. Now, in talking about, like you said that you didn't have a dresser, but you had a mirror.
Just a little mirror. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And now you said that you comb your hair with that. Now, did they have anything else to do work with the hair besides the comb?
Curling irons and curlers.
Uh-huh.
I've still got mine.
Oh, you do?
Just a curling iron.
Well, did they have like nowadays, did they have a brush or anything?
Yes, we had brushes.
Oh, you did have those?
We had brushes.
For your hair?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
We brush our hair.
Oh, yeah, they had it.
And then we also had fine combs.
Oh.
You know, fine combs, back when I was a child, lice. You heard of...
Oh, I've heard of them.
Well, I've had lice.
They
it's not very smart to talk about it, but I had more hair than anybody. I could sit on my hair. Honest to goodness, my hair was so long that I could, back when I was a child, we'd braid it down, and put a bow ribbon on the tail end of our, now that was the style once.
Uh-huh.
And invariably, I'd get me a nice little piece of ribbon, of course that is rare too, and I'd sit on it somewhere and lose it.
Uh-huh.
And sitting on it somewhere, I'd get it off of there and lose it.
And you just lose your ribbon.
Just lose
my
ribbon.
I can't imagine that.
I had long hair. Long hair.
Beautiful.
Well, it was just like,
You had the longest hair of anybody around.
I did. I had long hair.
If you could
and
sit on
it was just a corn color.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, just a little on the red side.
Oh.
I know my baby boy when he was born, he was just a little on the red-headed side. They all teased me about it. I said, well, just let them tease. I said, I was one nearly a red-headed.